Jonathan and Jessica Landa for opening their home to all of us this evening. And I want to thank the various sponsors. I know Kenny Yeager, Five Star Caterers, was involved. Yossi was involved in helping to sponsor. And if there are others, I apologize. I don't know who you are yet, but I'll make sure to thank you afterwards. But it's so nice to once again sit together, and to sing together, and to learn together as we hold on to the last lights of Hanukkah. I shared a story last night that Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, the great mashkiach from Panovich, from Mir, so Rav Chatzkel one time he got into a taxi cab in Eretz Yisrael. And the driver was a young Israeli, looked like a couple years out of the army, was not wearing a yarmulke on his head. And he sees this distinguished Rav get into the back of his taxi cab along with one of his talmidim. And he says, when he realizes who it is, he realizes it's a chashuv person. He says, Rabbi, I have a story for you. And he starts to tell him that after he finished his army service, he went with a bunch of his friends. And they traveled to some African jungle, to Spazir, to see the world, searching. It's always interesting, it's funny that, you know, sometimes you have Jews from Eretz Yisrael searching for meaning and purpose and adventure outside of Eretz Yisrael and everything you could possibly want in Eretz Yisrael. But he said he found himself with some of his chevra from the army. They're in this African jungle. You know, not particularly religious Israeli boys. And he said one of their friends wandered off one day. He was exploring in the jungle. He was wandering around a little bit. And he said all of a sudden they hear this scream. They hear their friend. He's screaming. They come running over. This taxi driver, he and a couple of other friends, they come running over. And they see there's a boa constrictor wrapping itself around their friend. And their friend doesn't know what to do with himself. He's gasping for air. This massive snake is enveloping him. So they grab some sticks and they try to hit the snake to try to get it to release its grip. Nothing's working. They're throwing stones at it. They're scared to get too close. And they see this snake is just wrapping itself around their friend who's totally stuck. He's gasping for air. So finally one of them screams out to him as he sees that his moments are passing, his final moments in this world are about to come. He screams out to them and he says, say Shema Yisrael. So this Israeli screams out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he said, all of a sudden, the boa constrictor started to unravel itself. And it slowly released its grip, and it slithered away. And he said, it was an unbelievable miracle. So Rav Chatzkel Levenstein turns to the taxi driver. He says, unbelievable, the power of tefillah, the power of Shema Yisrael. He said, tell me what happened with your friend. He said, oh, Rabbi, you should see him now. He became very, very religious after that. You should see him. He's like one of your people, you know, with a black cat and everything. And a long beard. He got married. He already has a couple of little kids. Very religious. You know, Shabbos, kosher, tefillin, the whole thing. So Chatzkel Levenstein looks at this cab driver without a yarmulke on his head. And he says, Nuan, what's with you? What about you? So he says, Rabbi, you don't understand. He said, the snake was wrapped around my friend. The snake wasn't wrapped around me. Rav Chatzkel said a person could see a miracle before their eyes. But if, God forbid, a person sees nisim and aflos and you think that it's not your nes, then a person's totally unchanged by it. And I was thinking about this story this year in the context of Chanukah. Because I think the question we ask ourselves on Chanukah is, Chanukah our miracle? Is Chanukah our nes? Kedushas Levi has a famous vart, Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. Bayamim Ahim, what happened, Bayamim Ahim, what happened once upon a time, Bazman Hazeh is happening once again right now. But the question is, how much do we believe that? How much do we feel in a deep way that Chanukah is our miracle? Do we feel that Chanukah is ours? Are we just commemorating something that happened long ago, the midway point of Bayis Sheni? Or do we really believe in that vart from the Berditcher, Bayamim Ahim, what happened during those days, Bazman Hazeh is happening in our days as well? That we're living in miraculous times, we're living in wondrous times. And I think the answer that we all know, whether we say it out loud or whether we question it superficially in our heart, but I think in our heart of hearts, in the depth of our hearts, we all know that Chanukah is our miracle. Chanukah was the last Yom Tov ever given to Klal Yisrael. It's mitzvah 620, 613 mitzvahs d'araisa, 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan. It's the last one. And it's a light that has to permeate and to shine from that period of Bayis Sheni all the way until Mashiach comes. And therefore, since we have to believe that we're the door that are going to Makabel Mashiach Tzidkenu, so we have to believe that Chanukah is our miracle. Sfasemis writes in the year Tafresh Lamed Gimel, he asks the question, why is it that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and it's a good question that on the last day of Chanukah we think about, why is it that we don't add an additional day, Mishum Sveika Diyoma? Chanukah and Purim, by all the other Jewish holidays, for those of us who are still unfortunately stranded in Chutz Laretz, so we need that additional day of Yom Tov. So why is it by Chanukah and Purim we don't add an additional day to the Yom Tov Mishum Sveika Diyoma? And Sfasemes Kedarko B'Kodesh, in just a couple of words, Sfasemes says, Nira, Ki b'chol Yom Tov tzarech liyos b'galus beiz yamim. Do you know why we need an extra day in Galus? It's not just that we don't know how to count. We have a Kavua calendar. Our calendar has been set for a long time. Why do we need an extra day of Yom Tov in Galus? She'ein lanu koach l'kabel ha'aras ha'yom tov v'tzrichim yom beiz l'kabel yom alef. Because the Jews of Chutz Laretz are not spiritually strong enough to absorb the oros, to absorb the energy, the spiritual light and energy of Yom Tov in a single day. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I need to give you an additional day. You're a little bit slow in Chutz Laretz. Take you a little time to absorb the light, to absorb the energy, to absorb the Kedushas Hayom. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an extra day in order to be able to connect and to fully absorb the Yom Tov. However, when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, when it comes to Yom Tovim, mitzvah 619 and 620, the final mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael, v'lizos yomim halalu shenasa hanes begalus. But these days, Chanukah and Purim, and Chanukah being the last of the last, the Achron Achron, mamish the last of all the Yom Tovim, the Rambam uses a Lashon, I mentioned it this past Shabbos in the Drasha, the Rambam uses a Lashon by Ner Chanukah that the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi admod. He calls it very chaviv, it's precious. It's the only time the Rambam calls a mitzvah precious. What's so precious about it? Someone told me recently that Refrain Waxman said, others have said it as well over the years, Refrain Waxman said that we know, we have a statement, it's not a Maimar Chazal per se, but it's a famous Jewish adage, Acharon Acharon Chaviv. And since Ner Chanukah is mamish the Acharon Acharon, it's such an Acharon Acharon that when the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, why is it that we don't write down the story of Chanukah? Right? The Gemara refers to Megillas Esther as the last of the Nisim. And the Gemara says, yes, it's the last miracle ever written down. And therefore, in a certain sense, it's the last. Which means that Chanukah, which came after Purim, is a last that comes after the last. It's mamish Achron Achron. But Achron Achron Chaviv. And for Jews who are living in Galus, there's something about this Yom Tov that we're able to absorb it in a shorter period of time. It says the Sfasemes, Heim Kroven Eleinu Yoser Mikol Yom Tovim Daraisa. We're closer to the Yom Tov of Chanukah than any Yom Tov Daraisa. Which is why we don't need an extra day. We don't need extra time. Chanukah Hashem is long enough. But we don't need extra days to figure out how to connect to Chanukah. Because our neshamos are very, very deeply connected to Chanukah. It's our Yom Tov. It's our miracle. Not spectators watching someone else experience a miracle, like that Israeli soldier watching his friend survive that attack of the boa constrictor in some African jungle. But we're watching a miracle that's shaykh to us. We're re-experiencing a miracle that's shaykh to us. I said before, this is the Yom Tov that brings us to Mashiach. These are the lights that prepare us for Orosh HaMashiach. My Rebbe, someone who I know many of us are very fond of Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, told the story. He said that when he was teaching many years ago, before he had the Shul Eish Kodesh, he said there were many Svardi Iranians in his yeshiva, and they would often come for Shabbos. And he said it's not uncommon amongst the Svardim that they name their children Mashiach, particularly by the Iranians. So he said there was one Shabbos that he had a group of college kids over at his house, not from his Talmidim, but they came for some type of Friday night oneg or something like that. And they were sitting with Rav Weinberger late Friday night. And one of the students asked Rav Weinberger, he said, you know, Rebbe, he said, do you think Mashiach's really going to come in our times? Like, when do you think this is really going to happen? Do you really believe that we're going to be zochet to see Mashiach? And Rav Weinberger's daughter, Suri, who was a little girl at the time, turns to her father in front of all these students and says, what do you mean? Mashiach was in our house last Shabbos. One of these Iranian kids, his name was Mashiach, happened to be at their house the Friday before. What do you mean, is Mashiach really going to come? Of course Mashiach's going to come. He was mamish sitting here last week. We sit the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We're sitting by the light of Mashiach right now. But after Zos Chanukah, we say goodbye to the lights of Mashiach. And we spent this Yom Tov training our eyes. The Bnei Yisachar, who knew so much about Chanukah, that is brought in the biographies that he used to tell people, please don't ask me about Chanukah. It's impossible for me to explain things about Chanukah. You can't understand the Yom Tov without opening the Sefer Bnei Yisachar on Chanukah. It's lengthy, lengthy ma'amarim explaining the essence of the Yom Tov. But the Bnei Yisachar himself said elsewhere, when he was asked questions about Chanukah, he said, please don't ask me. I know too much about Chanukah. It's impossible for me to give a clear answer. I simply can't make my words concise. But the Bnei Yisachar, who of course lets us in to the inner world of Chanukah, he writes, it is Ma'amar Man Chanukah. Al Kain Korol Yom Eilu Chanukah. Why do we call these days Chanukah? He says it's a lashon of chinuch. Shu chinuch vehergal al la'asid ha-ge'ula ha-asida. We're training ourselves. It's a chinuch. It's training ourselves for the light of Mashiach. To catch a glimpse, a little taste of the light of Mashiach. And we know that there are two Mashiachim. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's a Mashiach ben David. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us the name of these two Mashiachim. One of the Mashiachs is named Nechemiah ben Chushiel, and the other Mashiach is named Menachem ben Amiel. And the Bnei Yisachar writes in his writings on Chodesh Kislev, he says if you add up the gematria of Nechemiah ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel, it's gematria Matisyahu. It has to be Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan, that the hero, so to speak, of the Chanukah story, his very name alludes to the names of the two Mashiachim who we long for. Because the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is a hachana, is a chinuch, is preparing ourselves for the light of Mashiach. A Jew sits and spins the dreidel. Seems like a silly game, and there's all sorts of explanations. Says the Bnei Yisachar, the letters of the dreidel, Goshna, Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hay, is Gematria Mashiach, 358. Because the dreidel is also spinning us closer. As the world continues to spin, we're spinning ourselves closer and closer to that world of Mashiach. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been dreaming about since the beginning of creation. Since the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to create the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dreaming of Chanukah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dreaming of Mashiach. Bereishis bara Elokim, eis ha-shamayim ve-eis ha-aretz, va-aretz ha-isa-sohu, va-vohu, va-choshech al-panei-sahom. Ve-ruach Elokim, says the Medrash, ruach Elokim is the ruach ha-shamashiach. But from the Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been longing for it. It's true, Chanukah is the last Yom Tov. But it's Sof Masav Machshava Tchil. It's the Yom Tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting. Mamish since the opening word of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been dreaming of Mashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been dreaming of Chanukah. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that one of the things that preceded the world was the idea of Mashiach. The Torah preceded creation, Mashiach preceded creation. And therefore, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to write the Torah, Bereishis, that very first word of the Torah, says in the Bnei Yisachar, is Meramis to the menorah. He explains it's based on Moshe Rabbeinu having a difficult time being able to figure out how to make the menorah, and he threw it in through the block of gold into the fire, and a menorah shall Eish emerged. Bereishis, the Medrash says, Bishvil Moshe, Shnikereishis. But Bnei Yisachar explains the very word Bereishis is Meramis to the menorah. And then what's the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. The very first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehi, Yehi Or, let there be light. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu longing for that light of creation. I feel it's very fitting, extra fitting perhaps, to quote from the Sefer Bnei Shleishim, which I mentioned by Shalash Shudas this past week. He writes unbelievable Ramazim, amazing ideas on Chanukah. So much of his Sefer is dedicated to Chanukah. And I mentioned his name at Shalash Shudas. but it's a name that's not as well known to people. He's the Rebbe of Kossin. After last night, the name Kossin is a little bit more familiar probably to some of us because of the terrible attack that took place at that shul in Muncie by the Kossin Rav, who's a descendant of the Bnei Shlishim. And I think it's so fitting to share a little remez from the Bnei Shlishim. Again, in line with this theme. Vayomer Elokim Yehior. What's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever said? Vayomer, and he said, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or, let there be light. It's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever said. It's the light of Geula. It's the light of creation. It's that light that was the light of Mashiach that had to be hidden away till the end of days, which we're getting again a taste of over the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And Bnei Shlishim says, if you understand how to read the words, it actually says Hanukkah. It says Hanukkah. Where does it say Hanukkah? Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. He says, Elokim, we know, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Midas HaDin. If I asked you to say Elokim in a different word, right? Maybe Din would be the right way to say it. So the Rebbe of Kossin, the Bnei Shlishim, Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh Levracha, says that the gematria of the word Din, the gematria of the word Din is 64, which is the same gematria as Chanu. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. He says, what's the gematria of Yehi? Yud, Hey, Yud. It's Chafei. So Elokim Yehi, Vayomer, God said. The first two things Hashem said, remember, Elokim Yehi could be understood as Chanu, Chafei. In other words, the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when He created the world was Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want there to be a Chanukah. And Hashem wanted it mamish from the start because that's what a Chanukah is. It's a Chanukah. It's a dedication. It's an inauguration. But the world wasn't ready for it. So the whole life, from the creation of the world until this very moment in time, is about trying to get towards that light, is trying to come towards that light. And as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, we're given the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which again is a glimpse of that light of Mashiach, with the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us, that yes, this is our miracle, and we're going to be the generation that's going to bring us to Mashiach. David HaMelech said in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis, Arachti ner l'mashichi, I have prepared, I have arranged, I have set up a light for Mashiach. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that that light is the light of the Ner Chanukah, which again is preparing us for Mashiach. Whereas we say throughout the davening of the Yom Noram, Uvechein tein kavod Hashem l'amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, restore the glory, the honor of the Jewish people. Va'arichas ner levan yishai Mashiachecha. And it's based on that pasuk of David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis. Arichas ner, prepare the ner. And then through that Ner Chanukah, we'll be able to be zochah to greet Ben Yishai Mishichecha. I heard from one of the tzaddikim of our generation, Leven Yishai Mishichecha's Gematria Tafshin Pei. Maybe this will be the year. Maybe this will be the generation. Maybe this will be the time where our Ner Chanukah will usher in that Geula Shlema. But I want to just share one more thought, one more idea, to develop one more idea together. And that is, if I were to ask you, who's Yom Tov is Chanukah? It's our Yom Tov. We're not called Bnei Avraham. We're not called Bnei Yitzchak. We're called Bnei Yaakov. Right? And yes, while the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that really the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef, but Yaakov and Yosef is one thing. Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef. Yaakov is Sukkis and Yosef is Chanukah, but it's all one big sugya. Yaakov is the Yud, Yosef is the Vav. That Yavan is trying to drag down, Yud, Vav, Nun. It's very much the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu. There's a Gemara in Maseches Tanis, which is kedai to think about. And again, particularly in light of all the anti-Semitism we've seen recently, I think it's that much stronger. The Gemara says an amazing statement. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov Avinu never died. The question is, Yaakov Avinu does die in the Torah. And Yaakov Avinu, in fact, is mourned heavily in the Torah. When did Yaakov Avinu die? Again, we turn to the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisachar says, we have a tradition that Yaakov Avinu died on Sukkot, on the 15th of Tishrei. And the Torah tells us that they mourned him, that they cried for him for 70 days. For 70 days there was an avelus in Mitzrayim. Vayivku shivim yom. They cried for him for 70 days. There's a medrash that's quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon in his Siach Yitzchak, in his Drashos, a drasha for Parshas Zachar. And he says, these 70 days correspond to the 70 days between the first letter that Haman sent and the second letter that was sent out in the Purim story. What are the 70 days that they were mourning Yaakov Avinu have to do with the 70 days between the two letters in the Purim story? And what are they crying about so much in Mitzrayim? Why are they mourning Yaakov Avinu so heavily? So Yitzchak Isaac Chavar says a very powerful thing. He says, in Mitzrayim, and it manifests itself again by Haman, and it manifests itself by the Avanim, and it manifests itself in every generation. The nations of the world just want Klal Yisrael to go away already. They just want to get rid of us already. They just want the Jewish people to finally surrender, to wave that white flag and to give up. After all, we're the smallest of nations, and we're the most abused of nations. And we question our security in the times in which we're living. And you could say it's an aberration, and it's this Meshuggah, and it's that Meshuggah, but it's getting a little too close to home for many of us. Why are they crying? Why are they mourning Yaakov so heavily? Why are they embalming Yaakov and burying Yaakov and mourning Yaakov and crying over Yaakov? Says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chavar, he says, because they want Yaakov Avinu to just be dead already. And they think that if we can cry over Yaakov, we can bury Yaakov, and we can mourn over Yaakov, and we can really make it known that Yaakov is dead, then maybe Yaakov will finally be dead. But Rav Yochanan in the Gemara, in Tanis on Daf Hei, reveals to us that Yaakov Avinu lo meis. And if you're wondering, says the Gemara, so why were they embalming him? Why were they burying him? Why were they so busy mourning him? The Gemara says, it's true on a certain level. Physically, the guf of Yaakov maybe died, but the neshama of Yaakov lives on. And the neshama of Yaakov is contained in each and every one of us. That neshama of Yaakov can't die and will never die. And the Gemara says, Mazaro b'chaim, just like his children live on, so too Yaakov Avinu lives on. These 44 neiros that we lit over the last 8 days, 1 plus 2 plus 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, plus the 8 shamashim, the Svarim says, a total of 36 candles plus 8 shamashim is 44 neiros. These 44 neiros, Begamatria Dam, Bidamaya Chayi, Bidamaya Chayi. They could try to attack us, they could try to murder us, they could try to mourn us, they could do everything in the world to try to get Yaakov Avinu to go away. But we have to remind ourselves over and over again, on the Yom Tov HaAchron, in the Achris HaYamim, V'tishrach Liyom Achron, the Klai Yisrael gets the last laugh. That no matter how many anti-Semites are going to try to do, and Rahman al-Islam, we should not know any more of it. But Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Maharal says that the four exiles of Jewish history correspond to the three big averos, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shfichas Damim, and Lashon Hara. He says that Yavan, Galus Yavan, is connected to Shfichas Damim, the spilling of blood, the Dam Neros, the 44 Neros that we light. Shfichas Damim, Yavan doesn't want to kill us. Yavan wants to suck the life out of us. They want to destroy the Torah. But there's nothing that kills us more than when we become scared to be proud Jews in public. When we become bodies without souls. That's how Yaakov Avinu dies. That's Titein emes leYaakov. The emes of Yaakov is the emes of Torah that lives forever. And therefore, al yedei kohanecha kadoshim, the kohanim who are completely removed from Misa, are dafka the ones who fought against Yavan. To ensure the world that the Torah is not going anywhere, that the soul of the Jewish people is alive and well, and that the Jewish people will always get the last laugh. They tell a story of an anti-Semite who walks into a restaurant and he sees people enjoying a good meal. And he sees this one Jewish patron sitting in the corner, this fellow with a long beard and payas. He doesn't looks very Jewish. And this anti-Semite says, you know, I'm going to make a point of embarrassing this Jew. So he says to the waiter, he says, I want to order appetizers for everyone in the restaurant except for that Jew in the corner. Okay. So the waiter gives appetizers out to everyone, free appetizers. That guy over there is giving out free appetizers. Everyone says, thank you, thank you, thank you. So the Jew looks up from the corner, he says, Shkoyach, you know, thank you. Thank you, what do you mean? I didn't send you an appetizer. So he says, okay, I'm ordering dessert, free dessert for everyone. So he sends around dessert for everyone. Everyone gets a free dessert. Everyone gets a free dessert. Everyone says, thanks so much, thank you so much. Jeez, the Jew's nodding along, he's smiling. What do you mean? He's not getting it. So he goes over to the bar, he says, the bar, give out drink, let people drink as much as they want, I'll pay for everything. It doesn't matter, let everyone drink as much as they want, except for that Jew. Don't let that Jew have a single drink, okay? Bartender's giving out drinks, people are really enjoying. A lot of l'chaims going around. Everyone's enjoying and drinking. Everyone comes over afterwards on the way out of the restaurant, thank you so much, so nice of you, we don't even know you, who are you? Says, no, I just wanted to make sure everyone had a good time. Right? And he sees the Jew, he's sitting in the corner. And the Jew you know, gives him a wave. So he goes over to him. He's like, you don't get it. I'm trying to humiliate you. I paid for everyone's food except for you. He says, I'm the owner of the restaurant. Shkoich. We're sending you a nice bill. V'tislach liyom achron. The Jew gets the last laugh. They could try to be mezalzel us. They could try to ridicule us. The Jewish people live by these 44 neros. The story of Klal Yisrael goes on and it goes on and it goes on. There's nothing they can do to get rid of us. The Chazon Ish one time was sitting and he was looking at this tiny, tiny little Svardish Sefer Torah that someone had brought. Very, very old Sefer Torah. And the Chazon Ish was smiling and he was smiling from ear to ear. So Yaakov Galinsky said to him, Rebbe, what are you so excited about? What do you see in the Sefer Torah? So he says, I don't see anything in the Sefer Torah. In fact, I look at the Sefer Torah that's hundreds of years old, a Svardi Sefer Torah, and I see that every single letter is exactly the same as the same Sefer Torah that I have here in Bnei Brak. And he says, that's the biggest simcha in the world. The simcha of the Nitzchis of the Torah, the fact that this is the exact same Torah that always was and always will be. There's no bigger simcha than that in the world. And that's what we're celebrating tonight. That's what we're trying to hold on to. This light which represents the light of Torah, this light which represents the light of the Neshama. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu is not going anywhere. We survived Galus Bavel, we survived Paras Umadai, we survived Yavon, we survived Edom, and we're going to see the light of the Gula of Meher B'Yameinu. Arachti ner l'mashichai. David HaMelech says, I've prepared these neros to help you to understand that Mashiach is shayich to you. And again, this is our miracle by Amim Mahim B'Uzmanazah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to hold on to these neros. Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch that when the Yom Tov Hanukkah is over, we take whatever bit of wicks and oil is left over, we take them and we make a madura bifnei atzmo. We make a bonfire out of them to burn off whatever wicks and oil are left. I saw once an explanation from Nassim Gestetner. He said, you take whatever's left of the oil, of the wicks, whatever you tried to take from Hanukkah, whatever's left, whatever shirayim, whatever roshem has been left by Hanukkah, and you make a madura. And where do you make that madura bifnei atzmo, inside of yourself? To continue to march by these lights of these neros. Again, to have the confidence to continue to be proud Jews in the world, to rise above all of that hatred and that anti-Semitism, that desire that Yaakov Avinu should just be dead already. But Yaakov Avinu lo meis. That's what we're celebrating tonight. And that it's Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu, it's Yom Tov of Torah, it's Yom Tov of Ora, and in Yirtzeh Hashem we should be zocha to continue to be proud Jews in the world. Again, b'damayeh chayi, we should live by our blood, not chas v'shalom, to see any more bloodshed at the expense of at the hands of our enemies, at the expense of our fellow brothers and sisters. And Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to see that gula of Amir Bori.
Amen.
Yeah.
Peace.